Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hours ago with the guys here on a Friday on Overtime with Jake Volnick. Still got a lot to get to. We're going to talk Browns here coming up in about 20 minutes because news breaking around the city's favorite running back. And it's not looking good for you guys or me. Maybe for the Browns. Who knows? We'll talk about it. Again, that's coming your way in about 17 minutes at 8:20. But I do want to get to the most pressing things said from our station's guests today. So why don't we do it with the station buzz? All right, let's keep things going. Talking a little bit of Cavs. Brad Daugherty of FanDuel Sports Network on with Ken and Anthony this morning. And he predicted the series to be a brawl between the Cavs and the Pacers and even lined it up to go to the wire.
I just don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. I'll be shocked. I think it goes the entire length of the series just because of the way Coach Carlisle moves the chess pieces around, the way Coach Atkinson moves the chess pieces around. They're going to be difficult to beat there, no doubt about it, and we're going to be difficult to beat here. And so it's going to be interesting. I think this is going to be a brawl all the way through, and I think it comes to a Sunday game seven, and somebody's going to have to win it.
Now, he mentions the home court advantage we had just talked about, it's going to be hard to win in Indy, it's going to be hard to win in Cleveland for the road teams, which I just fully believe to be true. I just don't think that I'm looking at the Cavs, though, and saying, just not going to be able to take one on the road against the Pacers. Again, like, Boston, can you win one on the road? I fully believe so. Do I expect you to win one on the road? Yeah, kind of. But would I be surprised at the end of the series if you looked at me and go, well, Boston was just too hard of a matchup. They played really well at their home at TD Garden. Okay, yeah, I'll accept it. Like, that's a really good team playing in a really tough arena to play. Like, the Cavs were incredible on the road this year. Hey, they finished with a record of 30-11 away from home. I'm supposed to expect that as you go there three different times in this series, you end up going 0-3. Again, they were just too good, and you won your only game against the Pacers on the road this season. Again, two of those games I'm basically not counting. The home-home split that you end up having at the end of the year because the Cavs didn't play any of their starters. But of the two real games you played, you went 1-1, and you lost the game home, won the game on the road. I just don't see a series like we had against Orlando last year where you're lining it up and every single home team ends up winning that game. I just don't know how on earth The Cavs are going to let that happen this year. They leaned on the crowd heavy last year in the first round. I think they showed you walking into Miami, they're all about business as they go on the road, and it shouldn't be a worry. They were more dominant on the road than they were at home, albeit it was against Miami, so who's really showing up? All right, let's keep things rolling. Dustin Dopierak of the Indiana Star on with Baskin and Phelps today with Tom Withers filling in for Jeff Phelps. And Dustin talked about a Cavs-Pacers series as well.
You kind of went into the season seeing this sort of glob of teams after Boston, think, okay, who's going to rise up after that? And I felt like it could have been anybody, and it really was Cleveland. I mean, it was a remarkable job that Kenny Atkinson did, just getting this group that was already really good to take it up a level. My thinking about was, well, it's going to be a really good series. And also, you know, the way the season series broke out, which is, you know, odd for Central Division opponents, you didn't really get to learn about too much. I mean, you had those two games in January with the home and home, and those were really interesting. The last two were, you know, like, obviously the Cavs were resting both their guys. The last one, the regular season finale, was hilarious, but it was mostly played by two-way contract players who aren't even eligible for this thing. So basically, there's still like a lot of mystery in terms of how they match up and how they really work. I mean, Halliburton missed one of those games. He missed a half of another one, and that was one of the best halves the Pacers played all year. So you kind of really don't even know what to expect from it, which is, I think, a really fun thing and adds a lot of intrigue to it.
Yeah, I think it is really tough to sort of predict where we are right now in this series and how they match up. Now, again, I told you, I look everywhere. I think the Cavs have the advantage just about every single place in the series and from a roster standpoint. But the last two times we saw these teams play each other, the most recent of those coming all the way back in January, if we're talking about legitimate games they played with each other, that Dustin laid out, as have I, the last two games really don't count. But yeah, the last time we saw starting lineup against starting lineup was all the way back in January. Both teams have changed a little bit since January, right? You've had to go through a few different changes. The teams had to adjust. We've seen the Cavs run several different lineups in that time to the end of the season. I'm interested to see how it goes, but if I have to view it up and down, look at the roster and have to pick one, yeah, no, this is not going to be a one where I favor Indiana at all. But it's another reason on why I think Game 1 is just so important. Haven't seen each other since January. Set the tone that you've only gotten better and that Indiana hasn't caught up. All right, let's keep it going. Tony East of Afternoon Drive from Lockdown Pacers joined them there, and he talked about Darius Garland and how underrated he really feels that he is.
Garland's start to the season was so good that it took me a long time to actually admit that, like, Mitchell was having a better season than Garland for myself. I know that's wrong now, especially because, you know, like, I think it was game 1 of Cavs Heat, where all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, Mitchell turned it up and he was just the best player. Like, Garland was amazing to start this season, man. Like, when he's at his best, he's such a beast. So yeah, I'm okay with hearing that take out. And you know, last year I'd run a lot of queries of guys who had similar passing and 3-point shooting numbers to Halliburton, like in NBA history. And Garland's All-Star season made the cut. Like, he was amazing that year too, and that was 2 years ago. He is, I think, one of the more underrated players in the league, especially now that he has a working jaw and can actually like catch a basketball and stuff.
Kind of took his shots on the way out, but he did speak very highly of Darius, and rightfully so. He's played incredible this year, and yeah, I mean, I think the working jaw part, obviously, kind of like a little joke thrown by Tony. But he's not wrong. Like, Darius was not healthy last year, and he's been sandwiched. He sandwiched that year on either side with all-star level performances where he looked really good and shot the ball really well. Which is why I look at it and I say, okay, Darius has to get healthy for this series. Like, I understand, and I was telling you guys yesterday, I think they can take down the Pacers even if Darius isn't able to go. But in the case that this series does get close, or games within this series get close, Darius can be a sort of catalyst in the fourth quarter for either a comeback or pushing across the lead to the point where the Pacers can't come back and making sure you maintain that lead. I think he's absolutely pivotal in getting things done, not just against Indiana, but especially against the Celtics. You're going to need him really more than ever with these next two series coming up. It's why the no contact thing coming through yesterday still scares me a little bit. because we just really don't know the path to a recovery for Darius Garland right now. Is he day-to-day? Does he really have a chance to play Sunday? Or is this going to be a Jared Allen situation from last year where we went like four straight games? It was like game 6-7 in Orlando. And then the first two games against the Celtics where it's like, oh, well, you know, Jared Allen's questionable and he's out. And then we figure out that he's got shattered ribs. Like, yeah, dude, that dude was never coming back. He was never making it back. And I hope that's not going to be the case with Darius, and this is worse than they're leading on, and we could be missing him for an entire Eastern Conference semifinals. But whatever it takes to get him healthy, as long as the Cavs are winning. Speaking of Darius Garland, Greg Anthony, SiriusXM, on with Ken Anthony this morning. He talked about the challenge for the Cavs if Darius isn't able to go.
Darius's speed and playmaking ability is up there with the best in our league. So when you lose that, I don't care. Even if you can move a guy up like Ty Jerome, you then lose the impact Ty Jerome has coming off your bench. The confidence can wane a little bit. So not having him plays a role. Can they still have success and win games? Of course they can. But it's going to be much more of a challenge to win this series if you don't have one of your best players out on the floor.
The only chance, and I still don't think it goes seven, but the only chance that you really have of this series getting extended and getting pushed out to going seven is when Darius isn't out there. And again, it's not even quarters one through three that scare me as much. And I know Donovan can take over a fourth quarter, but we've talked about how clutch Darius Garland has been. It feels like down the stretch in those fourth quarters where, hey, if Tyrese Haliburton actually starts to heat up, or the Cavs defense starts to lack, you need somebody on the other side of it. I'd like to think I can count on Ty Jerome. I know that he can have really good fourth quarters at times. Just not the same level of trust that you have in Darius Garland. Not the ability that, hey, if Donovan's been bringing the ball up for the last 8 minutes and we're coming down to the wire, can I have somebody else bring it up? Again, feel a lot more confident with Darius than I do with Ty. And that's no knock to Ty. That's a big ups for Darius. I think you just look at it and you have to view it as if he's not there for game one, okay. I think once you start getting to game two, game three, if Indiana is still very much in the series, if you're down or it's even after two games, you're most definitely going to be looking for Darius to come back. Again, it's where the momentum shifts. Already shifting with the game one, it's certainly going to be shifting again with a game three type as well. All right, last one here. Let's get to Trevor Sikkema, PFF, on with Afternoon Drive. He talked about the Browns draft and how it fit for the long-term plans.
Obviously, it's the team's in rebuild mode right now, right? I mean, like the owners said that as much. Once you admit that the Deshaun Watson move was a failure and that it's time to move on, well, all of a sudden, like, you know, you're having to turn things around. And I think that that's the catalyst for moving off of number two. Now, I think that what the Browns did here, it was obviously a long-term play draft. And so sometimes you have draft hauls that aren't as fair to judge in the moment. And I'm kind of harsh on the Browns draft because I didn't really understand the logic of the way they went about the quarterback position. I don't like the fact that they moved on from drafting Travis Hunter, who, if I had to bet on one of these guys in this draft being generational, I would have bet on Travis Hunter being that player. Even though I like Mason Graham, I like that they got a future first. It is one of those drafts that you kind of just have to wait and see because of the types of bets that they made.
Yeah, and I understand that side of it. It was just very much, for me, not a win-now type of draft, right? You didn't address the immediate issues you had where it felt like the definite fear should have been, well, the offense scored 15 points last year per game. Oh, let's go ahead and shore up the defense. Again, yes. Did they draft good players that I really liked? They did. Every individual player outside of Dylan Gabriel, I really, really liked heading into the draft. I liked Dylan Sampson. Harold Fannin was the tight end that I was just hoping that you were going to end up with. Like, that guy fits. Quinshon Judkins, maybe a little bit of a reach, but I liked him as a prospect as well. And again, top to bottom, outside of Dylan Gabriel, I can go and look and say, yeah, they had a really good draft, but it was how they went about it. You got Quinshon and you got Dylan Sampson. Okay, feels like you have some positions that still weren't addressed. Wide receiver and offensive line. okay, you got Dylan Gabriel in the third round. Don't agree, but clearly you really like him. Good job. And Shador in the fifth. Okay, we have four quarterbacks, two that you drafted. Can't argue with the value you got with Shador. I think you can argue a little bit about the process to get there. But I agree. And it really is, I think, when you draft a ton of defensive players, you get this sort of I have to wait and see mentality with the draft class, because if it makes the Browns defense elite, well, then the offense is just going to have to pick it up behind them, but not have to be elite themselves. And they're not going to be elite, so you're basically going to be waiting to see that. But if they pair this year and the defense looks really good and the pieces they got look really good, and then you do well enough in the 2026 draft, getting more offensive weapons and shoring up this team, well, then it is the perfect move to get you compete in 2 years. All right, that'll do it for the Station Buzz. When we come on back, I want to talk Browns running backs, because Jerome Ford taking a pay cut today, and it might be spelling bad news for Nick Chubb in a reunion with the Browns. Have you accepted that your once-star running back is now gone? 216-474-0092. We'll talk about it and get to your calls coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Can Tom Brady just be unlikable? Can he just go ahead and be the unlikable person that I want him to be? I don't enjoy the broadcaster Tom Brady. I don't enjoy the quarterback that dominated for so many years while my team struggled to get out of the struggles that they were in, and quite frankly, finish at the basement of the league every single year. I just want him to be an unlikable person. Antonio Brown sharing on social media DMs that Tom Brady sent, basically just laying out, hey man, don't miss your psychological appointments. Go out there, make sure you're taking care of your mind, taking care of your emotions. And it's just like, hey, Tom, can we be unlikable, please? Can we please be unlikable? No, of course not. Of course not. Can't just let me go through and be mad at a man that took away my happiness.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For the last 20 years of my life. Tom Brady looking like a good guy once again. But overtime with Jake Volnick with you guys, asking you at 216-474-0092. Have you accepted the fact that Nick Chubb is probably not coming back to Cleveland as a Brown? Now, if you didn't see the news today, report from Mary Kay Cabot over at Cleveland.com, basically laying out the fact that there were two options on the table for Jerome Ford. Take a pay cut or don't take a pay cut. The reality was, though, if you take the pay cut, you're going to stay here because obviously we know Browns went, drafted two running backs in this year's draft. And I don't want to say they made Jerome Ford sort of obsolete, but they clearly don't want him to be anywhere near a bell cow, anywhere near a three down back. They're looking to use him a little bit more sparingly. So it's, hey, you go through, you take a pay cut, we keep you on the roster, or you don't take a pay cut, we're looking to trade you. And Jerome takes the pay cut, and Mary Kay laid out that it was basically the future of Nick Chubb was riding on the fact of you take a pay cut, it probably means Nick's not coming back because we're going to fill out the running back room with you. You don't take the pay cut, good chance we're looking to bring Nick back. And with Jerome taking it, the odds just got further and further away from the reality being that Nick Chubb's probably not going to be a Cleveland Brown next year. There's obviously a ton of love in this city for Nick, and rightfully so. He embodies what Cleveland's supposed to be. He's a head-down hard worker. Nobody argues the character of Nick Chubb, nor should they argue the character of Nick Chubb since he's gotten here. But, I mean, we all watched last year, right? I think we've all sort of agreed at this point that Nick's not the running back that he once was. And there was clearly something missing in his game. The burst just was not there. He didn't have the same explosiveness. You didn't really get to see him cut as well as he was doing in the past prior to the injury. So it makes sense from a football standpoint to have already accepted and moved on. But I just don't know if Cleveland fans are ready. This was sort of the, I don't even know that it's the sort of dagger here to prove it to you that he's not coming back. I still think there's faith that he could, right? I mean, getting Jerome Ford restructured doesn't necessarily mean the Browns are absolutely keeping him. It would probably make him easier to trade because he's now on less of a contract and he can move that and the team's not going to have to pay as much to get the running back that's Jerome Ford. But sort of with the option that you go and do that, I don't think the Browns restructure the contract if you're really looking to make him move, because ultimately, you're going to be on the hook for some of that money. And I think you're clearly trying to clear up a little bit of cap space, not just, hey, we just want to pay you, you know, less money and then not have you play for our team. I think the Browns knew exactly what they were doing. But it does make it interesting, right? We had Ken saying that he had sources basically saying that the Browns were in a battle with the Bears because the Browns wanted Chubb back. The Bears, and rightfully so, would be interested in bringing on Nick Chubb this year. I question how much the Browns are really dying to get Nick Chubb back. I mean, if you were trying to get a If it was between bringing Nick back and contract restructure for Jerome Ford, and you sided with the contract restructure for Jerome Ford, again, and Jerome had a really good year last year, but I think it does start to tell you, again, what sort of the NFL, as well as the Browns, think is sort of left in the tank for Nick. He's just probably not going to be fully ready to be able to take on that role. And truthfully, even if you were still to bring him back, and I think even without Jerome Ford, if you were to bring him back, the role would be so unbelievably limited. You didn't just go out and draft two running backs and one of them being high up in the second round to not put a lot of faith in that guy to be able to tote the rock and be one of the main guys you're handing the ball off to. At the very least, they've proven to you they're going running back by committee. And I would think Quinshon Judkins is absolutely in that mix. And I would probably think Jerome Ford, Dylan Sampson, in some capacity are getting work in there. I don't know which one they're going to prefer. Jerome, a former fifth-round pick, coming off of a really good year. Dylan Sampson, a fourth-round pick. I don't know which one they would go, but clearly one of, if not both of those guys, are going to be taking some carries. To the point where if Nick was coming back, he probably just wasn't going to have a ton of opportunity. And as Cleveland fans sitting here rooting for Nick Chubb, as we all are, you're hoping for the best for him. I just don't even think that Cleveland right now is a top-tier landing spot or a top-tier situation for Nick getting his career back on track, or at least maximizing the last couple of years that are likely to be left in his career as a running back. Just because he's up to that age, he's up to that carry mark where the fall off does clearly start and is dealing with injuries. I just don't think that's a situation where if you brought him into the Browns, you really hand the ball off to him. It was going to be more of a feel-good, Cleveland loves Nick Chubb type of story and a lot less of guy gets injured, turnaround, happening no doubt type of story. And again, I think it's probably better for the Browns given what we saw out of Nick last year, just averaging less than 4 yards a carry in the mid to low threes, and definitely best for Nick because if he goes somewhere like Chicago, if that's reality, well, I mean, competing with two rookies on top of going in and having Jerome Ford already on the roster, I feel like the competition with DeAndre Swift and Roschon Johnson is definitely a little less competitive than it would be in Cleveland. Not to mention the Bears have a much better chance to actually be a good offense this year and put a good offensive line in front of Nick Chubb, partnered with a strong pass game that helps open him up as well. Again, 216-474-0092. Have you accepted Nick Chubb is no longer being a Cleveland Brown? Let's go out to the phones. Randy's in Cleveland Heights. Randy, have you accepted it?
I've absolutely accepted it. Big shout outs and huge love and respect to Nick Chubb, and I appreciate everything he's done for us. He reminds me of one of the Suburbans from the late 90s. They were just very, very cool when they came out. And if you had one on 24-inch rims or 20-inch rims, you had a lot going on. But here we are in 2025, and the new Escalades are out, and the new Infiniti trucks are out, and we can afford to get a new Escalade and a new Infiniti. There's just no reason to drive that old 90s Suburban anymore. We appreciated what it had done for us, but we can move on.
Yeah, and Randy, again, we're on the same page. I appreciate the call. I just think the other thing there, though, is like, hey, if we're sticking with your example of the Suburban, I mean, the person might still be keeping the Suburban in the garage, right? Like, that's the idea with Nick Chubb, is you could just go and you could keep the Suburban in the garage. Yeah, you're not going to drive it very much. You might take it out for a joyride here and there, but you're probably just going to keep it in-house, might do some work on it, make sure it stays looking nice. But we've pretty much moved on. It's not in anymore. It's run its course. If the opportunity is there to leave the Suburban in the garage or hand it over to a 16-year-old kid, basically, driving their first car, I just think it's a better opportunity to hand over to the 16-year-old kid that's going to get run out of it, right? And it's actually very fitting with the Bears and Ben Johnson being that side of the scenario. Like, it can still get a lot of use. Still good. Still runs, right? Doesn't have a too many miles on it. It'll get you from point A to point B. And I think that's reality here. It is that sort of feeling of letting go of an old car. It's like, yeah, but it was my car. You went through so many experiences with it. But yeah, it's time to let it go. It's time to move on. We've moved on to newer models, newer brands, and you just don't go and draft a Quinshon Judkins and then hand over a, you know, sort of starting role. We'll hope that you are what you were before, and to Nick Chubb. You just can't afford, I think, to go through and do that. And the Browns are clearly telling you that you can't either. Jeremy's in Solon. Jeremy, have you accepted it?
Yeah, I've accepted it. You know, I want to echo some of the similar stuff that Randy was just saying. I love Nick Chubb. He's one of my all-time favorite Browns. But I am excited about Quinshon and Samson. I think they're both really talented. I will say I'm not quite ready to call Nick Chubb a 90s Suburban because I do think he's still got some gas in the tank.
Yeah, it might have been a stretch.
I think he could be great this season for the right team. And one thing I did want to ask you about was because I'm a big dynasty fantasy football guy, and I'm thinking where could Nick Chubb or a guy like J.K. Dobbins even, like, where is the spot for these guys given that all these teams are drafting these young running backs? You know, this is a great running back class. But I hadn't even thought about Chicago. That would be a great spot for Nick or for J.K. even. But, you know, where else around the league do you think that a guy like that could end up?
Yeah, and Jeremy, I appreciate the call. As we go through and look, I appreciate the Dynasty Football. Dynasty Football, not getting enough love these days. But, yeah, I mean, I guess as you look around and you try to find somewhere that makes a ton of sense, I think that you go through and kind of look at, like, Chicago's the obvious one that stands out that needs a running back and could really use the help. After the draft, though, there's just not a ton of other spots that you look at. I don't think Nick Chubb would go play in the AFC North. A team like, you know, maybe Cincinnati could help and use him, but I don't think he's going to go and play the opposite side of the Browns if other options are on the table that aren't just outlandishly, you know, just if, I mean, the Bengals are willing to pay you like $7 million and your next best offer on the table's two, you're going to go play for the Bengals, and rightfully so. But I don't think that's in the interest of Nick Chubb, nor do I think that Cincinnati's really a team that's going and looking to do that. But like I said, you look around, and a lot of teams have it figured out. I mean, I think Jacksonville's an interesting scenario where they have two younger running backs that they're really unsure of. Etienne had a really mediocre year last year. Tank Bigsby and the increased opportunity didn't really live up to the hype. You could definitely look somewhere like that. That's still sort of on the upswing. Like, the offense might look good this year. New head coach, new GM. The only other places I can imagine, though, are sort of a Kansas City and just going to a place where he's not going to be a top tier running back, but probably just one step below that. He could maybe be a number two, maybe be in a committee. But a couple of these teams start to make sense. But at the same time, I just don't see a ton of landing spots that make a ton of sense for Nick Chubb. Chicago's a big one for me. I think Jacksonville's an interesting spot, but I don't know that they're really in the market for an older running back, so I don't know that they're ready to fully compete right now. 216-474-0092. Bradley, I see you hanging on the line. We'll get to you coming back here in about 5 minutes where we're asking you, have you accepted Nick Chubb is gone as a Cleveland Brown, no longer going to be wearing the brown and orange as well? I want to get into your expectations for the Browns' run game coming up here in 2025. Again, 216-474-0092. You're listening to Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan. Coming up here in about 17 minutes, we're going to get, as we always do at 9 o'clock, get a grip. A lot of fun things still coming your guys' way. We got to get a grip. We'll react to the Guardians when they're wrapped up and done. We'll bring in Michael Markoch later on as well. But I'm asking you guys right now, 216-474-0092, have you accepted Nick Chubb as no longer being a Cleveland Brown today after Jerome Ford goes through, takes the pay cut, Mary Kay Cav to Cleveland.com reporting? It probably spells the end of Nick Chubb. The two were very closely linked. Browns with not a ton of room left in the running back room, and they got to kind of cater to a little bit of a younger it's just got to be a younger room. You're years away from competing still. Maybe one, maybe two from really having a chance to be back at the top competing. And realistically, bringing back Nick Chubb, even if he's great, doesn't really do anything for you unless you're sitting there letting Quinshon and letting Dylan Sampson develop. It still doesn't do that much. It's just not something I feel like you do necessarily with running backs. Just leave them on the bench if you really feel like they're going to be good, and you just don't burn second-round picks to then put them behind. So it's either Nick Chubb, you bring him back in a starting role, or you're just paying money for an older running back to be on the roster and probably not get a ton of opportunity to contribute.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm going to talk expectations of the Browns run game, but I want to go out to the phones at 216-474-0092. Bradley's in Avon. Bradley, have you accepted Nick Chubb no longer being a Brown?
Yeah, thanks for having me, by the way, Jake. I have, and, you know, it sucks because he really was one of my favorite players. I mean, he was pretty much one of everyone's favorite players. He was a great dude. But I think, unfortunately, he would never be the same as he was prior to getting that knee injury in Pittsburgh. I think the best we could maybe get of him is a little bit better than what we saw of him in the couple games that he played last year. And as you mentioned, there's not really a whole lot of space now on the roster after drafting, you know, Quinn Sean and Dylan Sampson. So it's sad, but yeah, I think it is time probably to move on from Nick Chubb.
Yeah, it's really the only thing that adds up in my brain. And Bradley, I appreciate the call. I think it's the only thing that really adds up. Like, I had kind of almost moved on from that fact prior to this move. But I do think this is about as close to a nail in the coffin as you're going to get. Like, until we get to the actual season or we see Nick Chubb signed somewhere else, I think this is the closest thing you get. You don't draft two running backs. You don't, you know, ensure that you're keeping a former fifth-round pick that has produced for you and outproduced Nick Chubb last year on the roster if you're still going to bring him back. You just don't carry that many running backs. If you're going to go out and, you know, you're going to go through running back injuries, which at some point through the course of the year, most teams do, you're either just going to turn to the guys behind them, or you're going to go out and be like, well, there's this free agent. This guy's not playing here. Let's go and make a trade for him. I just don't think that the cards are really lining up for Nick Chubb to be back. If the Browns are looking to bring back players, they're looking to have them be serious contributors. Like, you're either going to have to explode onto the scene and contribute for us, or you have to be young enough to the point where I think you can develop or flip around a career that has not yet blossomed into what maybe people thought it would have been. The only odd man out in that scenario is sort of Joe Flacco, and we haven't figured out the quarterback position at all this year. And by the time the season gets underway, Joe Flacco could very well not even be a possibility for the Browns to be starting. I just think it's interesting, too. You sort of reshape this running back room. And after last year, I feel like everybody's expectations on the Browns' offense as well as the run game are just down. Are they going to be 15 points a game bad? I don't think we're quite there. That moves when you get capable quarterbacks in the room. And the Browns feel like they at least found a couple of capable quarterbacks. If nothing else, you start Joe Flacco and you at least get a few good games out of him. And if not, you know, I'm not saying Kenny's a good quarterback, but the offense can at least move better than it did last year with Jameis. He's going to throw less interceptions, less touchdowns too, but it's going to be a little more functional the way they want it to be with the Kevin Stefanski offense. I do want to know what your guys' expectations are on the run game specifically, though, because last year, the run game, again, Jerome Ford had a good season. But clearly, as bad as the offense was, I think we can look game to game and say, well, the consistent run game was just not there. Jerome Ford has been labeled as a home run hitter for about as long as I can remember at this point. That's all that we consider him to be. And you see the averages climb and climb and climb. And you're like, well, yeah, he's breaking off 80-yard runs multiple times in a season. Those averages are going to get higher. But it's the problem of the consistent, he ran for 2 yards, 3 yards per carry for a large majority of that game, where he's not moving the chains, not putting the Browns in advantageous second and third down positions, and it's leaving the offense to be a little bit, you know, struggling there. And the offensive line last year, injured, and not particularly blocking all that well. Now, I will say, I look at this team, and you invest so much in the run game, right? Yeah, you didn't go out and get an offensive lineman in the draft, but you did try to shore up a couple of offensive line spots, especially depth. Cornelius Lucas, like him or not, he's a swing tackle. He's basically the older version of James Hudson. And then you add Tevin Jenkins, who can help at tackle, help flex inside to guard. You got a couple of young guys there as well. And you're still banking on DeJuan Jones. I just don't think this offensive line is going to struggle as much as they did last year. Right? Because if we think about the difficulties they had, constantly in shotgun, constantly not running under center for their quarterbacks. And it really just didn't allow the offensive line to get a ton of momentum, didn't allow the running back to grab a ton of momentum. And the run game really never had a chance to get off its feet. Because you think about the way that stylistically the offense was ran last year, and I'm not trying to get too inside of football here, but stylistically the way it was ran, if you're going to run the ball out of shotgun and the idea that your pass game is actually doing something, I think, has to be a factor. The play action has to be at least an option. And I just don't know that it was. I think they struggled a ton to get the run game sort of off the ground and to get the pass game to go alongside with it. Going back to the Kevin Stefanski scheme, you're going to see this offensive line that I think last year was completely blocking out a scheme. The entire way they were built was not to be built with a quarterback that is in shotgun and going pass heavy. You look across the line and I see better run blockers and pass blockers outside of your left tackle in DeJuan Jones. Right, he was brought here as a pure pass protector, but I gotta imagine you get a guy, you know, anywhere from 350 to 400 pounds, I'm gonna be able to get him running downhill. Right? Might have been an overshoot on his weight. That might have been on me. I'll eat that one. That might be on me. But you get a guy above 300 pounds and at the massive size that he's at, running downhill, he can be a good run blocker. You just got to find a way to make it translate. And everybody else has really been labeled in their career as a good run blocker, like a Joel Bitonio. You're not really getting guards, period. Wyatt Teller's a good run blocker. Joel's a good run blocker. But guards just aren't necessarily labeled as pass blockers. Posick's a good center. And Jack Conklin was brought here specifically because of how good of a run blocking tackle that he was. I expect them to be so much better in the run game this year than they were last year. I think it should be a massive upgrade in just the way that they run the ball. And then on top of that, I think there's high hopes for more of a running back by committee this year. Just looking at, okay, if you have a home run hitter, whether it's Sampson, whether it's Ford, whether it's both of them, I think both those guys are capable. I like their tape both ways, and I like the production out of Jerome Ford last year. You know he can break it loose. And Quinshon's a pure head-down, run-between-the-tackles type of guy. I had one of my buddies basically lay out the fact that it was kind of funny. It feels like you took Nick Chubb and split him into two different parts, right? Nick was so good, could be the home run hitter, and also could mow you down if you got in front of him while he was trying to run the ball. You almost just split him into two different players and said, okay, Quinshon's got the run through you type of mentality. And then the other side of it, you have a guy being able to make cuts and be those home run hitters in both Ford and Sampson. I just think that they built this room really well and have expected it and built it to be better. Again, 216-474-0092. Get your guys' thoughts in here on whether or not you have high expectations for a Browns run game. Let's go out to the phones and talk to Lowell. What's going on, Lowell?
Hey, Lowell. Hey, Jake. I love your show.
Appreciate it, man.
I don't think the Browns run the ball near as much as they could or should. I'm glad they went there. They helped the line out a lot with Flacco being in there, I think. I really believe that they're going in the right direction now. Really do, because I like to see him bring Chubb back if they can. But, yeah, he's getting older. He's a great guy, though.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely, Lowell. I appreciate the call. There's definitely no doubt. Like, everybody has the love for Nick Chubb. And nobody's questioning that. I mean, absolutely, in terms of athletes that have played in this city, might be number one in terms of stand-up human being, right? It's like him and Jose Ramirez that are active players right now that I look at and I go, yep, stand-up guy, never caused a problem. Couldn't be happier to have him on my roster. But, yeah, it's just, I do think that they're getting back to trying to run the ball. I think the draft, the way that they went about it offensively, tells you that they're going to rely more on the run. You get a tight end in Harold Fannin Jr. that can do a little bit of both. You get two running backs. You're obviously trying to find the quarterback position, but that's just naturally the way that it is. All right, we got about 45 seconds. Let's go out to Bobby in Brunswick. What's going on, Bobby?
Yeah, I don't know who your call screener is, but he just fed you my entire take. I had questions about the offensive line because that's really the one of the biggest things. That's 75% of a running back success. You can have a great running back, but if they've got, you know, a bottom third offensive line, that running back, quote unquote, is going to be bad. So it really depends on the health of our offensive line and how well they perform. Judkins, I think it's going to be running back by committee probably for up until week four. And Judkins is a bell cow. I know what he did at Ohio State, but what he did at Mississippi State was just absolutely bell cow status. So I see him just taking over come week four. You'll have, Jerome Ford on third downs. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Also, what offense are we running? What offense are we running for Joe Flacco? What offense are we running for Kenny Pickett? What offense are we running for Shedeur Sanders? I think what types of offensive play call also matters in terms of the success of our running backs.
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. And don't worry, Bobby. Actually, you didn't give away your take at all. All he said was Browns run game was the only thing I had down here. So we were just very much in line on the same page there. But I appreciate the call. We're up against it. But yeah, I think that all that definitely plays a part into it. I agree with you. I think Quinshon's a bell cow and can get it done. I trust Kevin to be the play caller, in all honesty. I really do. He's going to set up the quarterbacks to be successful. I think he's going to set up this run game to be successful. All right. We'll get to any more of your calls you guys have on this at 216-474-0092. Coming back here in about 5 minutes, as well as we always do, we'll get to Get a Grip. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick with the guys on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.